Andy's in Worthing. Andy, what would you like to say?
Well, hi, James. Thanks for having me on. I think it's the facts that count here, and they seem to be missing. They're missing clearly from Diane Abbott's EDM and a lot of the allegations against the pro-life groups. I run the Abort 67 project. And
I kind of knew that. I didn't know you ran the Abort 67 project, but as soon as I heard a male voice, I knew that you'd be on the side of the protesters.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one way of dodging the argument that this is about...
that's me dodging arguments.
This is really about what's going on outside the clinics. BPAS want to deceive MPs and the general public about what's happening outside the clinics. In the same way, they're deceiving women about what's going on inside their clinics. And we are inviting MPs to come and see for themselves what's occurring. Nobody's being hateful. Sharing the reality of abortion, which can change a woman's mind about the disposition of her crisis pregnancy, is not an intimidating thing. It's not a harassing thing. It's an empowering thing.
Well, no, you can't say that. Only the woman on the receiving end of what you've described can tell you whether or not it's intimidating or not.
Well,
and they say it is.
We think it holds...
You can't, as the bloke doing it, you can't say it's not intimidating. That's like me punching someone and saying that didn't hurt.
To say that the truth is intimidating holds women in
truth.
Very low regard.
Okay.
Because, listen, BPAS are saying that women are being harassed, they're being filmed, intimidated.
No, women are saying that to them.
This is what BPAS are claiming, and we're not sure which...
Well, tell us what you do. What do you do on a day out? Tell us what you do on a day out at an abortion clinic.
We simply show what BPAS will do to the woman's...
Give me the specifics.
What would you like to know then?
Tell me what you do when you go for a nice day out at the abortion clinic.
We hold up pictures, very large pictures, very graphic pictures of what abortion does to the unborn child. And we do that because the government is failing to compel the abortion industry to disclose information that would change the mind of a woman.
My mum had a new hip last month, and the surgeon was... And she didn't need a full anaesthetic for it. She had it under an epidural. The surgeon was absolutely adamant that he would conduct the operation behind a blanket, because for my mum to watch what was happening to her hip would have been horrible for her. So you are saying that there should be people standing outside clinics holding up pictures of hip replacement operations, because it's the truth, Andy. It's the truth.
We have women all the time tell us, had they known the reality of abortion, they would have never have gone
just for people listening, I just want to remind them it's me that's dodging the argument here, not Andy.
Well, listen, you've mentioned yourself, you've never seen one of these displays.
No, I have. I've seen loads of them. You completely misunderstand me. I was educated by Benedictine monks and nuns, mate. We were at the Society for the Protection of the Unborn Child when I was still in short trousers.
Past one of our displays.
I've seen the pictures. I've never seen a protest outside an abortion clinic, because I've got no business in one lately.
MPs, all that you have to go off, like these MPs, is Diane Abbott's EDM, what Anne Faraday is peddling. We're saying, look at the facts, investigate the allegations BPAS are making, but also investigate the allegations we're making that BPAS are committing consumer fraud, they're deceiving their customers, that the abortion industry in this country is not is unregulated, it's not regulated in any kind of meaningful
Absolute
way.
Nonsense.
Well, listen...
So can I go and do terminations now, then?
Well, listen...
Because that's what having no regulation means, Andy.
Abortion providers want to be seen as...
Yes, hang on, let's just... Listen, you've very clumsily avoided every single point that I've made. Should we be... Let's go back over them one by one. Should we be showing pictures of medical procedures to everybody who's having them so that they know, quotes, the truth? Yes or no?
Well...
Yes or no?
Consent...
Yes or no?
Listen, this is
yes or no
question.
Yes, it is. Because I say no. What do you say?
I don't need to give that answer.
Okay, you can dodge that one. That's fine. No, that's fine. You dodge that one. That's fine. I can't make you answer.
Voices,
okay, you just talk then.
Tells us that informed consent needs to consist of all the information, whether or not the patient wants to hear it or not, even if they find it...
It's not what I asked, Andy.
Well, Yes, people should be properly informed, and if that new...
So you would show photographs of all medical procedures, brain tumours?
Well, I believe that is often
used. Kidney transplants, hip replacements, tonsillectomies?
Absolutely.
Okay.
People need to be...
Why don't you go and protest those clinics, then, that are doing all of those things without showing photographs to patients?
All of those things you have mentioned are... it's surgery, it's medical procedure that's performed...
So is a termination.
The reason you find abortion uncomfortable to look at is because abortion kills a human being.
No, that's not true. Number one, I don't find it particularly uncomfortable to look at any more than I would any other medical procedure. So you can perfectly within your rights not to answer that question. Let's move on to the next one. When you said it's unregulated, does that mean I can go out and perform terminations this afternoon?
Of course it doesn't.
And so it is regulated, but it's BPAS that are lying.
Abortion, listen, if abortion was being properly regulated, we would see women, we wouldn't see the numbers of women we're seeing telling us that they didn't know what the abortion procedure involved. We would see women being properly informed about all the studies about the
sequelae. So when Diane Abbott says that women are telling her something, she's a liar. When you tell me that women are telling you something, it's the truth, or am I missing something here?
We invite you to look at all the facts, James. We're outside the clinic every week. We invite you and the MPs to come and see for yourself. Nobody's waving placards under people's noses. Nobody's being chased down the road with these pictures. All we're there to do is to expose what...
To hold up photographs of dismembered fetuses and tell vulnerable young women that they're doing something awful.
No, we don't embellish on the pictures. We don't need to editorialise on the images. All we're doing is showing the reality. And that's the same across all the pro-life groups we know, whether it's Precious Life, 40 Days for Life.
Well, that's not true again. You see, you have this astonishing facility for misleading people, because anybody Googling Mary Stopes clinic protests will see banner after banner after banner held up by all manner of organisations. And the reason I didn't pick you up on your claim that you don't do it is because I don't know whether your organisation does it or not, but when you immediately allied into a claim that no organisation does, you're lying to me, and I don't understand why you need to lie if your cause is so powerful.
What am I lying about?
The fact that they don't hold up banners.
I'm not saying that people don't hold up banners.
Sorry, you did.
No, that would be stupid. Of course people hold up banners.
You just said they didn't.
No, that wasn't the original...
Okay, so you do hold up banners, and you do tell women that what they're doing is awful.
We hold up banners, many groups hold up banners, but Diane Abbott is, the EDM is talking about, harassment...
Why can't you do it away from vulnerable young women? Why can't you do it somewhere else? Why can't you just have a website?
Well, because...
What sort of kick do you get out of actually being there? That's the thing that many people will be confused by.
What kick do we get? I mean...
No, not we, just you.
We're there because...
No, just you. The kick you get out of it. What would be a high-five moment? What's the point at which you go, yeah, that's why we came out today, to intimidate young women?
Talk about loaded questions. I mean, that... the only way...
It's terrible, isn't it, when you feel as if you're not allowed to have a different view to someone else? It must feel awful.
I like the sound of your voice, but perhaps your listeners...
Yeah, there we go. Ad hominem. Lost the argument. Play the man, not the ball.
Listen.
Keep saying listen.
The reason that pro-lifers are going outside of abortion...
No, mate, you've done it again. I just asked you, what's the kick you get out of being there? Not pro-lifers in general, but you, Andy. What's his surname?
Outside the clinics.
Stevenson. You, Andy Stevenson from... What's the organisation called again? Abort67. What is the kick? What is the moment where you go on a day outside a clinic, holding up your banners and your pictures of dismembered fetuses? What's the point at which you go, that's why I'm here today, Andy?
When women are able to see all that BPAS would do to their unborn child, when they
Well, that's every day. You get that just by being there. What's the point at which you go, today was a really good day? Today was a good protest. Today was a good day for intimidation.
Listen, just
tell me what it feels like. That's all I want to know. Because I know what it feels like to walk past you. Women have told me. I've got emails coming in their thousands. The switchboard is blocked. But I want you to tell me what it feels like to be the person they're walking past. That's all.
Listen, you're assuming that we're, you know, somehow enjoying exposing.
No, you could tell me that you hate it. I'm asking you how it feels.
You would rather be doing.
I'm asking you how it feels.
How does it feel to see a woman who had previously been told that her pregnancy wasn't alive, that it wasn't an
absolute nonsense?
For her to realize.
Okay, go on.
Listen, if you've obviously got a you know, very strong position on abortion, on the morality of it, and I've heard you say you know, attack pro-lifers with these
you can either carry on talking about me, or you can answer the questions that I've asked you. It's your choice.
But
choice. Hang on, you don't like choice, do you? No, actually, my mistake.
Can only be supported, like you're doing, by changing the subject.
I'm changing the subject. Mate, you've been on for 20 minutes. You haven't answered one of my questions. So I will do what you want to do to these women and take away your choice.